four on the agenda, Creek Rodona. I know I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, I apologize. I'm sorry?
It's Prague.
I'm going to have the vice chairman swear you in.
Would you raise your hand, please? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give us the truth to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, why don't you tell us what it is you're looking to do?
Thank you.
So I'm looking to do a deck in front of the house.
Thank you.
You're a nice very good site, so I'm just riding around the house, which is facing the property.
This is that large house on Route 6, that with the mansard roof?
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
That's, I bought that last year.
Okay.
I've been trying my best to like make it nicer, so I can take that eyesore away from the town and from everyone.
It's a really neat house, I've looked at it for years and thought, I love it, somebody bought that house and restored it. I grew up in a house with a mansard roof, so.
Oh, wow.
So I have affinity for this.
Oh, thank you, I appreciate it, it's been a lot of work, but it's coming together. So yeah, I just want to put this deck over. I know, I think there's this confusion with the building, maybe they think I'm doing the back, which is the back, it's like where the bike trail is, but the deck is where the front of the house. So it's facing the one part, which is like 5 acres.
That might not be a confusion, because if it's in the front of the house, there's usually a front yard setback as well.
Oh yeah.
And it's usually 50 feet or so, depending on what zone you're in.
This is the house that's in the back of the lot?
Yes.
Not the mansard
roof. Oh, not the mansard roof house.
No, the one.
Oh, never mind, okay.
So this one is, I mean, if you can see it.
Oh, yeah, then you know why you need the variance? Because you got to legalize this, because the house is 9 feet, 3 inches from the property line. So if you're doing addition to it, you need a variance to legalize that dimension. That's
that makes,
why.
That makes more sense. No. I've walked by that house on one.
Because this is the line too, so it's like, it's between both sides.
Oh, because you have land on the other side, yeah. So the bike trail bisected your property.
It goes through my property.
Interesting.
So I'm like,
you should feel my side.
It belonged to the town.
Yeah, the town.
Oh, we used to own the town.
Yeah, I bought it from the town.
The town used to own it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why you need the variance, because even though you're doing the deck on the front, the rear of the house is
so
only.
So on this side, there was a deck already. So I understand this side.
You're just extending that.
So right? I'm extending in front of it and wrapping around the side.
Okay. Yeah, proposed 9.3, that's that dimension that's on the survey.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that makes more sense. I'll state for the record, but there is no one in the audience.
But I did send out, obviously, I did the mail, and I was told I'd never had any rejections. Everyone just stops by the house, like, oh, for the job I'm doing. And everyone is excited about it. I'm excited to make it look better.
Absolutely.
But Victoria's being very patient with me. Trying to guide me out.
Okay. Anybody have any questions?
So it's basically a second floor wraparound porch.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. You want to go voting on this?
Yeah.
Okay. I will, as I did with all the other applicants, I'll afford you the opportunity if you want us to wait to vote until next month. Then hopefully there'll be more of us present. We can do that. There's 5 of us present tonight. We have enough to vote. It's just that if we had 6 or 7, you'd have a better chance of getting the 4 votes you need. So it's entirely up to you
guys. I'm just going to gamble this tonight.
Okay, another guy who's going to gamble. Okay. All right. Okay, so then before I close the public hearing, do you have any final statement or comment you'd like to make in support of the application?
I'm actually very excited to be in Brooks as a new member. I'm a new immigrant here. I just became a citizen, and my dream was to buy a house last year, and I bought this. That is kind of killing me, but I'm still excited.
Welcome to home.
I'm just excited to be part of Brewster and make it better in any way I can.
Okay, very good.
Congratulations and welcome.
Yes. Thanks. And do you feel you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present your application to the board?
I think so. I want to be fair.
Great. Thank you very much.
The building department here.
Okay. public hearing. I'll entertain any motion anyone would care to make on this application. Okay, well, I'll make a motion to grant the applicant an east rear setback variance of 42 feet, where 9.3 feet is proposed, 50 feet is required. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Well, who was first there? Steve. Steve with the second. Okay. I will address the criteria. Whether an undesirable change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties will be created by the grant of a variance. Neither of those things will happen. This will be actually a desirable change. The applicant is fixing up a house that has been neglected for some period of time and is putting a lot of time and effort and money into it. And there's no detriment to nearby properties because he's not extending this out in the direction toward the property line. He only needs the variance to legalize an existing dimension on the back of the house, and he's not increasing the nonconformity in any respect. Whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than a variance, literally no, it cannot, because the house is already pre-existing nonconforming, and it's that pre-existing nonconforming dimension that he needs to legalize. Whether the request of variance is substantial, there's an argument to be made that it is substantial because of the dimensions, but again, it's pre-existing non-conforming. He's not expanding it, and what's behind him is the bike trail and then his own property. And I think those two things mitigate the quantity of the variance. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on environmental conditions in the neighborhood district, there's no evidence of that. And whether the alleged difficulty was self-created, I don't think it is self-created. I think the applicant is just trying to make an improvement in his home. And the difficulty is that the house was already in a pre-existing non-conforming location on the property. So I'll do a roll call vote. Paul, I'll start with you.
I'm in favor.
Rod?
In favor.
Steve?
In favor.
Scott?
In favor.
I'm in favor as well.
Thank you, guys. I knew I liked you guys.
I actually got some paperwork.
Have some cookies. You're working hard. You got to get your strength up.
That's compensation for my butchering your name, please.
Oh, no. Everyone was saying.
Is there anything that you can do with that back parcel? I mean, it goes off the hill, right? And that's sloped up there.
Literally landlocked.
Right? No, yeah. Are. There's no access. Right.
I mean, down the road, I'd love to build a treehouse.
Perfect.
You can just walk there.
First year property.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just take this to the building department and you got your variance. Do you want this back?
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Good luck. Very nice. Do you guys know where the house is and everything?
Yeah. I've been driving by for years.
I've been walking past it from the backside.
It doesn't matter. I just didn't want to deal with it.
It's looking really nice.
Relax. No.
And I had the family who grew up actually in a smaller house. She booked a ticket from LA to come to see the house.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Emma Thompson used to own it. With her grandma. It's like a home care back in the days.
And it was a restaurant years ago.
The gay 90s end, yeah. Wow. It's been a lot of things. Well, it was great meeting you all. Thank you so much.
Likewise, good luck.
Happy holidays. No problem.
And John, thank you so much.
You're welcome.